Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
As we approach the midterm elections early next month, crime is on the minds of Americans heading into the polls. In the Pennsylvania senatorial race between Democrat John Fetterman and Republican Dr. Mehmet Oz could decide the majority in the Senate. Philly crime through October 16th, as reported by the Philly PD, robberies involving a gun is up 49%. Texas Senator Ted Cruz on Fox News points out soft-on-crime agenda of Democrats for the last 2 years is catching up with them.
None of the Democrats running want to be anywhere near him. They're running away desperately from the failed agenda of the radical left. That really says something when the President of the United States is a millstone around the neck of these Democrat candidates.
The parents of the 15-year-old suspect and one of the victims in the Raleigh mass shooting that left 5 people dead and 2 injured released a statement Tuesday through their attorneys. Alan and Elise Thompson wrote, "Words cannot begin to describe our anguish and sorrow. Our son Austin inflicted immeasurable pain on the Raleigh community, and we are overcome with grief for the innocent lives lost." The commander of Russian forces in Ukraine says the situation in the southern city of Kherson is difficult and residents are to be evacuated. The general said, quote, "Please take my words seriously. I'm talking about evacuating as quickly as possible," end quote. A new U.S. quarter featuring the likeness of Anna May Wong, a Golden Age actress considered to be Hollywood's first Chinese-American movie star, will soon go into circulation. Her likeness will be on the tails side of the quarter and goes into circulation on Monday. The New York Yankees beat Cleveland last night 5-1 and are now in the final four for the World Series. USA Radio News.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest-rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Igor Dushenko, a Russian analyst who worked on a debunked Russiagate dossier, has been found not guilty of lying to the FBI by a Washington, D.C. jury. John Durham's special counsel has cost taxpayers well over $4 million. This was the third and likely final prosecution by Mr. Durham's legal team. U.S. stock indexes rose on Tuesday, rallying for the second day as a combination of better-than-expected earnings and an easing of turmoil in the United Kingdom markets lifted investors' confidence. The Standard & Poor's 500 rose 42 points, or 1.1%, while the Dow Jones Industrial Average rose 338 points. The Orionids meteor shower is considered to be one of the most spectacular showers of the year, and its peak is expected this week. According to NASA, the Orionids meteor shower will peak on Friday, offering sky gazers a show that will light up the night sky. You could spot up to 15 meteors per hour during the peak. There's been a verdict on a trial involving a woman missing for decades.
A jury on Tuesday found Paul Flores guilty of first-degree murder in the disappearance of Cal Poly student Kristen Smart more than 26 years ago. His father, Ruben Flores, was found not guilty of accessory after the fact. He'd been accused of helping hide Smart's body. Paul Flores did not react when the guilty verdict came down. In the USA Radio News Midwest Bureau, I'm Katie Lewis.
Lance Pry, USA Radio News.
Hey folks, here's great news for active aging seniors. The Kanega Watch, the only medical alert smartwatch with built-in fall detection. Yeah, the Kanega Watch is much different than the other guys. It's a stylish, discreet watch you can wear all the time. Get help through the watch in one of three ways. Your voice, pushing the watch's alert button, or have the fall detection connect you to a U.S.-based 24/7 monitoring center who'll speak to you through your watch and can send help to your GPS location nationwide. And get this, it can do that even if you're not responsive. This is true 24/7 peace of mind for you and those that love you. Order your Kanega watch with a full refund 30-day trial period. Call now, 800-475-6824. 800-475-6824. 800-475-6824. That's 800-475-6824.
America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
Well, it's hump day in America. Welcome. Good to have you with us. Bill Martinez here, and we've got the one and only, the infamous, the ingenious, whatever adjective, superlative adjective you want to add to him, he's worthy of it. Rick Manning joins us now from Americans for Limited Government. Hey, Mr. Rick, how are we doing, buddy?
I'm doing great. You're so kind. That's very, very generous.
Well, I took the words all out of your mouth and everything like that. I mean, here I build you up, Buttercup, and you go quiet on me.
That's an old song reference. But yeah, that's a
yeah, exactly.
Kind of taken aback. You know, I'm shy at heart. You know.
Yeah, I know you are. You're such an introvert. I know, and the deal is actually, I know you were impersonating the Democrats in all these debates. I mean, they have nothing to say. It is amazing, isn't it?
They have something to say. For instance, the Washington Post today has a big article about how, because of inflation, the IRS is going to generously move the income tax brackets up by 7%, so you won't have a tax increase due to inflation. Of course, what they're saying is you're going to keep more money in your pocket because of inflation. Because the Biden administration is so kind, they're going to allow you to keep more of your money from the IRS because they're doing the automatic adjustment that they do every year. So there's all sorts of spin out there that they're trying to do to say inflation is really good. Don't pay no attention to inflation. It's really good. The fact you're paying way more money for vegetables and things in the grocery store is actually really good. But it's a, I think the American people seeing through them, and they'd actually be better off shutting up rather than continuing to talk, because the more they talk, the more the American people say, these guys are just fools.
Yeah, they have a look on their face like, what are they talking about? I mean, they're offering some sort of policy that is not even going to help them right now, immediately, as we're dealing with the reality of inflation. The very sharp economists that we know and love are predicting double digit. We could very well be there right now, but like everything is a snapshot of what happened last month, not the reality of today. And, right. Of course, as we continue to go headlong in this crazy agenda and this direction of Joe Biden and the Democrats, there's no relief. I mean, it's like, well, look at the number one thing you can do. A fifth grader can tell you, Rick, the number one thing you could do about inflation is open up the spigots and start drilling again. Get the oil flowing in this country and watch what happens with inflation and watch what happens with this recession. That you talk about recession deniers. This is the Democratic Party. They are recession deniers.
Yeah, they are. And it's a, you know, the once again on the drilling, it's not just drilling. You have to be able to get the oil from where you pull it out of the ground to where you can refine it, which means, and natural gas for that matter. So you need to be doing pipelines. The Democrats continue to shut down pipelines all the while saying, oh, yeah, we don't want high prices, but they keep shutting down pipelines. They keep denying the ability to actually build pipelines. And as a result, you know, it's their policies that are strangling America's energy industry. But the thing, if the Republicans were, if you snapped your fingers and the Republicans were in charge of everything, the one thing I would tell them that they needed to do beyond the obvious build pipeline infrastructure and allow, really unfettered natural gas drilling, the one thing I would actually push is we have to be able to build new refinery capacity, and I would accelerate permitting for expansion of existing refineries and attempt to get new refineries built. There's refineries that have been shut down based on some stupid renewable standard rules, renewable fuel standard rules that are that have shut down in the last couple 3 years. You know, that's something that's, you know, you basically incentivize people to reopen those refineries, to take away the refineries, renewable fuel standard rules, and suddenly that oil we're pumping turns into gasoline. Now that's how you drive the price of gas down, is you increase the amount of gas that we have and the amount we're able to produce domestically through refining. So that's the other part of the equation here. We have to pump it out of the ground. We have to be able to deliver it to a refiner. And lastly, we have to be able to refine it. We have to increase refinery capacity.
Let me ask you, because, you know, for the people that are into the Green Deal, okay, I mean, they have been so conditioned and propagandized that, you know, climate change, global warming, all this stuff is such a threat. President Biden said it's the number one threat. Lord have mercy. But anyway, that's his perception. Okay. And but for them, I mean, we've been, like you said, for the last 3 years, we've really, you know, put back the spigot. Now, can we analyze? Can the data tell us what has happened? What is the plus minus result of this forced experiment that we've had to endure? Was everything just so markedly approved that we could say, okay, hey, look at this, is we're in the right direction. Maybe we're in the wrong season. Maybe we need to wait a while. But we could see, based on the evidence, that there was a causal relationship with, shutting down these plants and shutting down, you know, some of these, these manufacturing plants.
Well, I think, you know, clearly there is. Clearly there is, and in terms of gasoline and natural gas prices, those are direct. You know, the biggest measure on those is a supply and demand measure, and that's the price that it costs to purchase. But on things like coal, versus renewables, so-called renewables, wind and solar, the fact is we are shifting our energy production away from coal. We're still getting about 30% of our electricity from coal, but we're shifting it away from coal. It was 40% 10 years ago. And we're replacing it with wind and solar. What we can measure is something very simple, and that is reliability of the wind and solar as actual primary providers of electricity. And places where we have that, and Texas is one, believe it or not, places where we have that have begun to find that in bad weather situations, they don't have enough electricity.
Exactly.
And
exactly.
So
yeah, but I maybe confused you with my question. What I was looking for, Rick, is there a causal relationship? Can we say that the environment is so much better and that this green agenda that they keep pushing has merit? And, you know, like I said, for the last 3 years or so, we've been forced into this experiment. What's the upside of this forced experiment? I mean, even like COVID, after 2.5 years, we can come back with...
Yeah, everything they push is they say we'll see the effects in 10 to 12 to 15 years. But it's so marginal, the marginal gain is so small that you can't measure it in 1 to 2 year increments. So it's always it'll be better tomorrow in 10 years, not tomorrow.
Because so many other things that they predicted that would happen 10, 20 years down the road haven't happened. But we should trust them on this, right?
That's the theory. And it's, and believe it or not, even Democrats don't buy it.
Go on to break. Stay with us.
To give you a life-changing URL that if you will simply visit it and give these tax consultants a call, it will change your life. Whether you're a blue-collar worker or whether you're a school teacher or whether you're a scientist or whether you're a millionaire, almost no one out there is taking advantage of legal, lawful tax loopholes. Go to gcntaxcut.com. It takes you right to American Tax Solutions, and they will give you an amazing preview of what they can do for you. gcntaxcut.com, gcntaxcut.com.
If you're like most Americans, you're pretty much in disbelief watching the world lose its mind. As we all know, global problems have local consequences. Too many of them. And if the next news headline spins us into chaos, are you ready? Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Today's the day to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. Our food kits are in stock and ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Having food storage in your home beats standing in government food lines. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from wallofire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Wallofire.com.
Why have thousands of aspiring authors teamed up with Christian Faith Publishing to publish their book? Because Christian Faith Publishing is an author-friendly publisher who understands that your labor is more than just a book. We provide authors freedom and flexibility throughout the publishing process, professional book editing, award-winning design, and some of the highest royalty structures in the publishing industry. And as always, you will retain 100% of the rights to your book.
I was looking to find a company that I could trust, one that assisted in the editing process completely.
The most important qualities that I was looking for was a publisher who was honest and upfront. No hidden costs or fees and owning the rights to my own work.
Christian Faith Publishing will publish, market, and sell your books in all major bookstores, online booksellers, as well as specialty Christian bookstores. Call for your free author submission kit.
800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. That's 800-978-4811.
This is a potter's field. When people can't pay for their funerals, they are buried here. It is a lonely, desolate place, littered with unmarked headstones. No one visits. No one leaves flowers. But it doesn't have to be that way. For as low as $1 a day, you can ensure your family will have the money to pay your funeral expenses. We offer burial insurance plans that pay up to $30,000. Considering the average funeral costs more than $10,000, that's peace of mind for your family. There are no medical exams, your rates won't increase, and your policy cannot be canceled as long as you make your premium payments. Call now to get approved in minutes and ensure your final resting place is more than just a pauper's grave in a potter's field.
800-562-2407. 800-562-2407. 800-562-2407. That's 800-562-2407. Paid for by Final Expense Direct.
19 minutes after the top of the hour. The president of Americans for Limited Government, Rick Manning, continues with us. Rick, you know, the bottom line of all this is I'm for smart energy, okay, and smart energy production. What has happened, we have for a couple of decades now, we've used the people's money. We've invested in this infrastructure. We have cozied up with the Buffetts of the world and those that are into this Green Deal that just see this as a money pit at the expense of the American people. And they get a, you know, they get a broad window of opportunity here because just like you said, oh, this can't be measured in a year or two. We can't look at what business, what organization, what stock on Wall Street would tolerate something like this. It would be buried. But no, in the name of the bureaucracy, we've got all these, captured bureaucrats and that have bought into this, and they're putting the screws to we the people. I mean, look at, I think we're coming to the end of this nightmare because the people are, you know, about had it up to here. Just like you said, with this idiocy that, you know, it just seems like, wait a minute. You know, we were energy independent 2.5 years ago. Now we're not. Our national security is being threatened. Borders are wide open. Inflation running amok. We're in a recession that they want to deny. And, you know, Joe Biden says, we're on top of that. We're kind of like on the verge of a nuclear holocaust. Hallelujah. What do you think about those apples? It's like, this is out of control, Rick.
Not a good look, and it is out of control. The directly on the energy front, the fact of the matter is what Republicans, if they take control, need to do is they need to drop the language about all of the above strategy. There are three or four energy sources that are actually resilient, and you can depend upon it. One is relatively expensive, and that is nuclear, but it's absolutely clean. It's absolutely clean. You have to be able to store the waste product. You reopen Yucca Mountain in Nevada, and you've got a waste storage location. So you have, but nuclear has problems. We all know the problems. You have oil. You have natural gas, which burns clean, by the way. Mm-hmm. You have coal, which the coal burning technology now is pretty darn clean. So this idea you're going to have stacks going everywhere and blowing black smoke isn't the reality for today. So those are things that are reliable. So if you want to stay warm, you got to put those things and pump that and create energy from.
And if you want to keep an economy humming, you've got to rely on those that are reliable, not some teenager who is, mentally deranged, driving energy policy for this country and the world.
That's exactly right. It's one of the advantages the United States has at least had. In terms of trying to have things manufactured, is our electricity grid is stable. And so somebody who's trying to build manufacture, you know, one of the things they know they can't operate in a environment where electricity is spotty. They have to shut down their furnaces every, 14 hours because they run out of electricity. We have higher labor costs here, but we have lower electricity costs. We have lower transportation costs. If you want to actually build jobs here in America, if you want to build a manufacturing sector, rebuild a manufacturing sector here in America, you have to have stable, expensive energy. That is in electricity. That's a core fundamental differentiator that the U.S. has over other places in the world where we're competing based on labor costs. So. That's how we get. That's one of the things that has to be in the place in order to be able to rebuild our manufacturing sector. And yet, depending on the sun shining and the wind blowing, doesn't give you that stable electricity that you need to be able to have that competitive advantage. And so we're basically throwing away one of our talking points, one of our attractants in terms of building plants here. We're throwing it away through our energy dependence policy which is essentially a suicide pact for America.
Right. Well, and the other thing we talked about yesterday, Rick, is that all this that's been going on under the Democratic Party in 2.5 years is it has compromised our U.S. labor force. Too many people have been out of work. You know, Rick, if you're out of work, you're not working every day, you lose your edge. We've got people, I mean, just like kids in school. I mean, they've been out of school. They're losing their edge. You know, they're saying that this could be multiple years of impact of deficiency on our kids because they were out of school because of what happened in COVID. Now the government shuts down business. They close businesses. They put people out of work, but say, don't feel so bad. We're sending you money. You know, and so and then on top of that, they don't have to pay their rent. They've got all kinds of, you know, programs, government programs, abatement programs, you know, to minimize their responsibility. And so they're rewarded to stay home. And so here it is, this labor force which has traditionally been the envy of the world, has been on almost a 24-month vacation in a general context. OK, and in that general context, they are not as effective and as strong, and this is going to be tough on businesses. I mean, I'm already hearing it now, Rick, is when they hire people, they're saying, Bill, I've got to allow them to a period of time to ramp up. They are not on the ball as they were previously, and even other people that weren't even working for us that are new coming in, it's like, oh my goodness, it's like, you know, we need an apprentice program just to, you know, begin to get them somewhat up to speed. So people aren't even looking at the impact of what this has done to the U.S. labor force. Does that make sense?
It does make sense. And it's, and then you go on top of that and you talk about the demands of people to work from home, the demands of people to have hybrid flexible schedules, the demands that the loss of the idea that, you know, you get up, you get on the road at 6:30 so you can be at work by 8, and, you know, be at your desk on time. We've lost an ethos, in that regard. I read a lot of stuff on, you know, personnel and employee-employer relationships trying to figure out how to deal with Gen Z. And essentially, you know, we have because Gen Z has never had a time when labor has been short and has been a surplus. There's an entitlement that exists where I'm not committing to the job. I want the employer to train me. I want them to invest in me, but I'm not going to stay for more than 6 months to a year because somebody else is going to offer me more money with the skills I got trained. And as an employer, I'm kind of sick of training Gen Z so they can go work somewhere else. So so you have this push and pull in terms of labor costs, and quite honestly, it's largely on the idea that we have a disconnect between what the employers think they need to be able to run their business and make a profit, and what the employees are willing to do. And until we get the employees in alignment or businesses figure out how to do it without having people in the office, there's going to be, we're going to have some problems in terms of our productivity. By the way, our productivity rate has gone down over the last 2 years dramatically. And that's extraordinarily dangerous because another measure of inflation is the cost to produce goods also creates inflation, not just money supply. And when you have lower productivity per worker, their cost to produce something goes up, which means they have to charge more and in order for you and I to buy it.
See, Rick, America is used to winning. We got about 45 seconds here, 40 seconds left. We're used to winning. We're winners. And this is what we need to re-embrace, and that requires leadership. We, you know, like any team that is losing, they look to the manager. Who is out there? Who's controlling the players? Okay? And we know the situation here in America today. And look, if you want to be on a winning team, you better get a winning coach, ladies and gentlemen. And we better do it quick. It really is that simple, isn't it?
It's that simple. We need America, American government that's going to lead. And the one we have right now is family.
Rick Manning, thank you.
This view was worth a hike.
Right?
And it's a good way to stay on top of my health.
Yes, I'm Cologuard, a prescription colon cancer screening option for people 45 plus at average risk. Have you screened for colon cancer?
Not yet.
Don't wait. It's more treatable when caught in early stages.
Tell me more.
Cologuard is non-invasive and it's used at home. It detects altered DNA in your stool to find 92% of colon cancers.
92%?
Yep, even those in early stages.
This was seen in a clinical study with patients 50 and older. Any positive result should be followed by a diagnostic colonoscopy. False positive and negative results may occur. Cologuard is not a replacement for colonoscopy in high-risk patients. Do not use if you have had adenomas, have inflammatory bowel disease and certain hereditary syndromes, or a personal or family history of colon cancer.
Most insured patients pay $0. Ask your provider or an online prescriber if Cologuard is right for you, or visit Cologuard.com.
I'm in.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
The parents of the 15-year-old suspect and one of the victims in the Raleigh mass shooting that left five people dead and two injured released a statement Tuesday through their attorneys. Alan and Elise Thompson wrote, "Words cannot begin to describe our anguish and sorrow." Texas Senator Ted Cruz on Fox News points out the soft-on-crime agenda of Democrats for the last 2 years is catching up with them this election cycle.
But they've been rubber stamps for the radical left agenda for 2 years, and now they're forced to face the voters.
The commander of Russian forces in Ukraine says the situation in the southern city of Kherson is difficult and residents are to be evacuated. The general said, quote, "Please take my word seriously. I'm talking about evacuations as quickly as possible," end quote. Thanks for listening. It's well appreciated. We are USA Radio News.
I need to pay bills. When is my tax refund coming? I need to pay my taxes. What are my payment options?
I need to set up a payment plan. How do I do that?
I need answers to my tax questions. Where can I find them?
I need help with my taxes. Does the IRS offer free help?
I need a tax preparer. How should I choose one?
Need answers to your tax questions? Go to irs.gov.
Bad theater seats, cheap Halloween masks, my apartment, all things with obstructed views. Add to these large trucks and buses. 18-wheelers and large buses have big blind spots and, like my apartment, they don't always have the best view. Bus and truck drivers deal with blind spots around the entire vehicle. Always take care not to ride alongside or too close behind them. Our roads, our responsibility. Learn more at sharetheroadsafely.gov.
Before the top of the hour, welcome back. Bill Martinez here with you. Jenny Beth Martin, the honorary chair of the Tea Party Patriots Action, executive producer of the Innovation Race, is with us now. Good morning, Jenny Beth. How are you?
I am great. It's so good to be with you, Bill.
Well, I agree with your statement that a red wave is coming. It seems quite obvious. If you have any doubts, all you have to do is listen in on some of these debates. And, it's just not a fair fight. Conservatives, the GOP, has a strong record to stand on and present, and the Democrats have nothing. They're getting clobbered in the debates. Their policies are not carrying any water. And beyond that, I mean, they cannot offer any solution for the last 2 years and how they've decimated this country and everyday Americans, Jenny Beth. A red wave is deserving and it should happen. You know, clearly, and even the polls are starting to catch up with it, as you and I discussed before. Early on, the polls are so prejudiced and they try to work us and groom us into thinking that it's not going to be, you know, all that bad. Joe Biden insists that the economy is really good, we're okay. It's just we're somehow, I guess, everyday people, when they go to the grocery store, are misunderstanding the higher price of goods. That actually, in Joe Biden world, means that things are getting better, Jenny Beth.
Which is a very bizarre thing to have happen, because the increase in the price of goods affects every single thing that you do, and it affects your ability to save for the future, to provide extracurricular activities for your children to save for their college or pay their college or go on vacation. So those rising cost of goods affect us dramatically, immediately with discretionary income, and sometimes they cause us to cut back on things that we need, not just discretionary items. And this is hurting people, and we feel it as we go to pay for anything. It's not just at the gas pump. It's in every single purchase that we are making. And this is a huge problem. It's because we have a government that has spent entirely too much money. And on top of that, they raise taxes in the middle of an inflationary period, and they've just made the policies even worse. We need to elect people who are going to change that. And I think that's why we see this red wave coming. People know that America is on the wrong track, and they want to shift us to get us back on track.
Jenny Beth, isn't this just a revolt for common sense? I mean, because some of these things are so academic. I mean, a fifth grader would tell you exactly what to do. Oh, you're short on gas? Oh, you're short on fuel? And you got plenty of fuel under your feet. How come you're not processing oil here? What's going on here? But yet you want to go and beg OPEC, which you're not real happy with right now anyway. And oh yeah, by the way, during your campaign, you ticked off the crown prince of Saudi Arabia so much he really doesn't even want to be in the same room and breathe the same air that you have. And no matter how many fist bumps or kneeling and genuflections you do in front of the prince, he could care less. And, and you can see the sum result of that when Joe Biden even begged the crown prince to hold off any adjustment with the output of OPEC until after the elections. I mean, you know, talk about manipulation.
And obviously it completely backfired on him. He is a weak leader, and we are seeing that right now is the leaders of other countries in the world don't respect the things that he is asking or can see through the blatant political attempts manipulations might be a better word, blatant political manipulations he is attempting to maneuver.
Exactly. Well, yeah, from Afghanistan to what happened in Ukraine, and now we're on the brink of what's going on in Taiwan, where President Xi now, who's been elected for life, he is the life president, he's got a life term, contract with China, he is moving up his timeline, and he just says there's no ifs, ands, or buts about it, according to our Secretary of State, is they're going to go after Taiwan, and Joe Biden has already said that they're going to do everything to protect Taiwan. And keep in mind that that's all in the context of what we're getting from the Pentagon that says that normally we would be prepared to fight 2.5 wars. And right now they question whether or not we could even fight one with our military condition that it's in.
And they are short in their recruiting goals, which is a problem in some of the branches of the military. I think that is because of the mandates that they have put on and the extreme radical leftist agenda where they are teaching our troops and insisting on indoctrination into the woke. It's almost a religion at this point for the people on the left. Rather than teaching these young men and women how to fight and how to win wars. And that's why they sign up for the military normally. It is a lack of leadership all the way around. We need this red wave. We need people to vote for change for our country. And we must also remember that even when Republicans take control, it's not going to be the magic wand that's going to solve everything, because at the end of the day, anything they pass, Biden has to be willing to sign into law. And I don't think he's going to be willing to reverse some of the horrendous decisions he has made in the last 2 years. So we may find that the best we may be able to get is a standstill and things not get any worse. So we hold the line. But that's better than what we're seeing right now, which is just devastating to every American family.
Unless, by the grace of God and His mercy, we're able to attain some sort of veto-proof wave here. My dear friend in Tennessee, Tennessee Bob, just texted me and said maybe we should refer to it not so much as a red wave, and I understand where he's coming from, because a red wave really makes it, you know, more Republican than Democrat. But what's happening with all the Democrats and independents coming to the conservative side, this is really turning into an American wave, a red, white, and blue wave. This is about saving America, and I think that's a good point, Jenny Beth. What do you think?
I think that that is an excellent point. I really, really like that, and I may actually use that. So I hope that your friend Bob in Tennessee does not mind.
Yes, right. I'm sure he won't. He's a giver, and he's you know, he comes up with brilliant ideas like this. And I think he's right, because that will unite our country, and that's what's lacking in a country right now. Is that we've had you know, Joe Biden has been a divisive. He's not been a uniter as he claimed and desired to be during his campaign. And this was immediate on day one that he was trying to get us to buy into a doctrine. Like you said, this is almost like a religion for them, and they're trying to indoctrinate we the people and compel us in such a way that we have no choice. And as if it's not just the people. I mean, you saw the recent hiring by the military, a teacher who is in charge of our military's the kids of the military, and teaching them you know, this you know, this equity theoretical program, you know, the same thing that we're trying to get kicked out of public schools. She's now in charge of indoctrinating the kids of our military personnel.
And that is why we have a decrease in military signups. So people who traditionally, their families traditionally sign up to be part of the military, and they encourage their sons and daughters to do the exact same thing, are saying, no, no, wait. We don't do this right now. Let's wait until we have better, a better commander in chief. And that is a real, that puts America at risk. And I understand why they're doing it, so I don't fault them, but I do fault our current commander in chief. Stop with the nonsense. Get back to what works for America. It isn't that hard to figure out.
Mm-hmm. And the additional threat that, you know, President Biden threw in the mix was that, you know, he threw out the rhetoric that we're on the verge of some nuclear holocaust and nuclear Armageddon. I don't feel comfortable with Joe Biden in charge of the buttons in an event like that, Jenny Beth. I'm just being honest.
Well, that's because we can't trust that he's actually the one who can make the decision. Someone else would be making the decision for him, which is scary.
Jenny Beth, remind everybody, 15 seconds left, where they can be in touch and get activated.
TeaPartyPatriots.org, TeaPartyPatriots.org.
She's the honorary chair of the Tea Party Patriots Action, Jenny Beth Martin. Thank you, Jenny Beth.
What's the best product I bought this year? Oh, that's easy. Salonpas pain-relieving patches. The proven medicines in Salonpas patches reduce my pain and let me do the things I need to do every day.
In a recent clinical study, patients using Salonpas reported improved sleep, mood, and the ability to work. They had less pain and were able to reduce their use of oral pain medications.
For pain, I use Salonpas. It's good medicine.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control of your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problem now by calling the experts at U.S. Tax Shield, and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, so call now. 800-536-4436. That's 800-536-4436. U.S. Tax Shield. 800-536-4436.
If you're a diabetic, we have great news. You can end the painful finger sticks with a new CGM. Plus, they may be covered by Medicare, Medicaid, or private insurance. If you test and inject daily, you may qualify. Call U.S. Med now to learn more.
800-628-7226. 800-628-7226. 800-628-7226. That's 800-628-7226.
GCN's policy is open forum, avoiding censorship. Defense costs for words spoken outside of our control supersede the ability to deliver voices to this important talk platform. The First Amendment is the foundation of our core values. Cancel culture is silencing voices regardless of perspective. Freedom to speak is in the balance. Support the legitimacy of speech itself. Consider donating to SaveGCN.com. That's SaveGCN.com.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine Tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
Have you heard about vine-to-bar chocolate? It's the winemaker's chocolate, the world's first chocolate made with well-vined Chardonnay marc from the beautiful coastal vineyards of North America. Gently pressed grapes are harvested after juicing, dried and finely milled, and carefully blended into the finest dark chocolate. The Chardonnay marc contains highly beneficial grape nutrients, flavanols, and has a natural sweetness that flavors the luscious dark chocolate. Mouthwatering, flavorful, delectable dark chocolate goodness with Chardonnay sweetness and beneficial nutrients. And it's alcohol-free, too. It's vine-to-bar chocolate. Order some today at vinetobar.com. That's VINETOBAR.com. Cold shipped to your door, it's vine-to-bar. Vine-to-bar chocolate. Visit us at vinetobar.com.
How you doing, America? Hang in there, okay? Don't get discouraged. This is a fight that has been brought to us. We didn't start it, okay? This is something that the left has brought upon this Democratic Republic. And they're after, you know, they're after their own agenda. And their own agenda doesn't complement what our founding fathers started and what we believe in. And that is becoming quite clear. So this is a battle not only for the heart and soul of America, but, you know, for generations to come. Because they're going to look back at this time in 2022 and say, where were you? You know, what did you do to stop this insidious compromise of this Democratic Republic, a force that wants to do away with constitutional principles? And so this is the line in the sand that we're facing today, ladies and gentlemen. The midterms are just weeks away, and you must vote. You must go out and vote, okay? And let your conscience be your guide, and hopefully that, you know, for our audience here, I respect our audience, and I respect those in America that are not just taking these eight-second sound bites, that they are doing, you know, what it is that we are encouraging people to do, and that is to own your knowledge, to own it. Don't just take my word for it. Don't take somebody else's word for it. Don't take a bumper sticker's idea, you know, as yours. You know, you've got to have more depth than a bumper sticker. And that's what these times are calling for. And it's clear. I mean, all you've got to do is look at the debates. The debates between, you know, Republicans and Democrats, I mean, it is not a fair fight. The Democrats are ill-equipped because what they've tried to do and what they're trying to avoid is total exposure. But they think the American people are stupid and they're not seeing them for what they are. Chris Chmielewski is with us now, and we're going to talk about Secretary of Homeland Security Alejandro Mayorkas' latest statement, which, Chris, I got to tell you, when I read the statement on its face, I'm thinking, okay, are they really going to behave themselves? Are they really going to follow the rule of law? Because this Biden administration has been inconsistent and a bit evasive if not blatantly evasive, when it comes to the rule of law and ignoring what judges tell them to do. What do you think?
Yeah, well, I think they'll follow the judge's orders, and we're talking about DACA. That's the Deferred Action for Childhood Arrivals, essentially the skinny version of the DREAM Act that was unlawfully implemented by the Obama administration way back in 2012, and the courts have hit the brakes on it over the last decade. And most recently, last week, the Fifth Circuit Court of Appeals said that the Biden administration could continue to renew existing applications for DACA illegal aliens, but they could not approve new ones. So the 600,000 that have DACA can renew, but nobody else can get DACA. And it's still going under further court review. And Alejandro Mayorkas, DHS secretary, he came out and said, well, since the courts are striking down DACA, which, again, they didn't do, they said the 600,000 that have it can keep it. Since the courts have struck it down, Congress must pass a DACA amnesty bill now. Now, we've got the worst border crisis in history, at least the highest number of apprehensions, highest number of recorded Border Patrol apprehensions since we've been recording that statistic. So biggest border security, biggest border crisis that we're aware of. And now we've got Biden administration officials are calling for an amnesty. I mean, come on, are we serious? Right. I mean, that's just going to encourage more and more people to come across the border illegally. Hey, get across the border illegally, and guess what? They're going to give you citizenship.
Exactly. Well, we've studied this for decades, and we've continued to defy reason and logic on this case, especially when Democrats are, the ruling party on this. Yes, we can cite things that Republicans have done, but, you know, this has not helped the cause. It certainly hasn't helped, you know, the DACA kids. And, of course, when we tell the DACA kids, they're not, you know, a bunch of 8-year-olds, as we know. I mean, these are, as much as 49-year-old adults now that are part of this amnesty program, potential amnesty program, and then the number that you're talking, 600,000, Chris. I mean, 600,000 is almost like a government number that they throw out there. That 600 could easily beget 900, that could beget over a million. Because I think under Trump, it was something like maybe, I don't know, 1.4, 1.5 million, you know, if you really looked at the number, you know, clearly, when they said, okay, we're going to offer amnesty, at least that was his proposal for the DACA kids.
Yeah, 1.8 million.
Yeah, 1.8, but we knew even at that number, Chris, there were many of these young people, again, we're not talking 8-year-olds, but there was a percentage of those that said, I'm not interested. You know, I want to stay in the show. I want to keep the status quo, which is unbelievable to me. It's like, okay, wait a minute. Now you can be here legally. Get out of the shadows. And you have some that just say, okay, they're not here. So it makes you wonder, okay, what is it that the shadows have to offer that is more enticing than becoming, you know, a citizen or becoming accepted and, in a sense, authorized to be in this country without fear of being apprehended? What is it that would keep you from that kind of liberty? It's just a question that you have to ask, I think.
Yeah.
Because I think the answer is quite dangerous.
Yeah, I mean, there are, you know, there are some requirements that are required of these folks, and that's why I think 10 years after the fact, you've still got some new people who are applying for the DACA amnesty, some people who haven't been eligible for it over the years, and now all of a sudden they're eligible. I haven't seen a recent number on how many outstanding initial applications there are. But again, if the population is somewhere between 1.8 and maybe I've heard estimates as high as 3 million people, if that's truly the population that would be eligible for DACA, and yeah, in total, about a million to 1.2 million maybe have received it in total. What's going on with the other million and a half? Certainly all of them, it's not because they just simply didn't graduate from high school or get a GED. So there must be something else there. And again, in order to qualify for DACA, you're allowed to have three misdemeanors in your record. So you don't even have to have a clean record. You can have a couple of marks on it. So what is on there that is preventing them from applying? You know, some say, well, they're.
Does a felony negate them, Chris? If they have a felony?
A felony would negate them, but again, you could be charged with a felony and then plea it down to a misdemeanor and you're fine. You'd be DACA eligible.
Right.
So.
Right.
You know, some people say, well, they're afraid to register with the Department of Homeland Security because then the government has their information and knows where they are so they can deport them if the program were to ever end. But, you know, I mean, the number of, you still have, like I said, a million people who have come forward and have taken advantage of DACA. So these numbers have to be tiny. So you have to be, I think you ask a good question. What is it that's preventing these other million or so people from not taking advantage who haven't already taken advantage of it? It really begs the question. And then are they deserving of amnesty? If they couldn't come forward for the last 10 years, why are we now going to ask Congress to reward them with an amnesty?
Because that's the easy way out.
Yeah.
Nobody wants to go through the milieu of and really drilling deep into these people's lives to figure out, okay, you know, did they come here? Did they really have a legitimate right to migrate into this country? See, this is part of the problem. The Democrats will take a small minority of migrants who would fit the parameters and the understanding of forced migration, you know, political reasons, threat of life and all that. Of these people that are coming across, what we're not seeing the numbers is how many of those legitimately qualify for, for that premise, for that definition, that are deserving of migrant status, as opposed to just being an illegal immigrant leaving because, hey, you don't like, you don't like the president of your country. And, oh, yeah, by the way, you're not even going to go by international law to the next closest country who understands the dynamics and understands on its face right away, oh, okay, we get it. We understand. You're just leaving because you just want a better job. Well, you can't jump your country just because it's a better job and claim that you are under some sort of political persecution. There's no proof to substantiate that. So you must go back. You know, you can't collect $200. You're going straight back to your country. Unfortunately, we have policies within this country that has promoted this activity and has really kind of mired up the whole argument here. Right? Because, again, I think still the question is, Chris, how many of these people are really true migrants? You know what I mean?
Right, right. Yeah. And again, just because you're out looking for a better job or because you happen to live in a dangerous part of your country, those don't qualify you for asylum status here in the United States. You have to have fear of persecution for a number of reasons by your government back in your home country. You have to fear the government in your home country, and many of these people don't. We've seen the numbers. Not very many people who have applied for asylum have actually been approved for asylum. And a lot of them are simply rejected for asylum because they don't show up for their court case, and they don't show up to court because they know they're not going to get it. So why bother?
Exactly.
Disappear.
And they get lost.
Shadows.
And they get lost exactly. Boy, there's a lot of people here in America that would fit that bill. They feel persecuted and fear their government. The problem is we have no place to go, you know, Chris. This is the problem. Maybe that's a good thing. Chris Chmielewski, he's the vice president of Numbers USA. Thank you, Chris. Take care.
Thanks, as always.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses too. Go to mysolarbackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
The final